Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio and my guest host, Minister Harold Copeland. And we are back with you again, just as excited as ever, in spirit, in our soul, and just knowing that our faithful listeners who come ready, willing, and able are excited too. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being faithful not only to God but to this ministry, Mission from the Heart. And we encourage you to share this ministry with others in your community that they would be blessed by the teaching of Mission from the Heart. So just as you've been blessed, it is a blessing to share a blessing with others that they also would be blessed by it as well. So yes, we are going to continue with One with Jesus, and we will continue to search the scriptures. And as Minister Copeland will continue to feed us through the Word of God, some wonderful and vital morsels of the Word of God to enrich our soul, to give us that encouragement that we need, and most of all, for us to be sound in God's Word, and that we would know how to communicate and share these rich morsels that we receive. So we encourage you to just get your Bible or your device that has your Bible app on it and something to write with that you would take notes. Now, as the intro to this lesson, a oneness with the Godhead, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, oneness that can't be broken when you have been born again. Now, that's key. That's key. A oneness with the Godhead, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is a oneness that can't be broken when you have been born again. And Minister Copeland has shared with us throughout this series on how that oneness with Christ, Jesus, cannot be broken when we have been born again. And we always give an opportunity for that to take place. We will like to call it stop, drop, and pray. And of course, that comes throughout or later in the broadcast when we stop and drop and pray for someone who may not know Jesus Christ intimately and personally. We stop and give that opportunity to you that you would be born again. And that's a hallelujah moment. That's a hand clap of praise moment. So without further delay, I'm going to have Minister Copeland to continue in the lesson today, One with Jesus. Minister Copeland?
We just have a more praise without ceasing in all things. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Hello again, everybody. Shalom. Always releasing the peace of God into your hearts, into your minds, into your soul. God bless you. Always releasing the blessings of God upon you and your family, your loved ones, your friends, and guess what? Even your enemies. Blessings, 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 blessings. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, it's an honor, it's a privilege, it's a great delight. We look forward to a week after week after week after week after week to be back into the studio with you, to be back together again. Across the radio waves, prepared to release the truth of the Word of God. We always want to welcome everybody to Mission from the Heart Radio. We always want you to know that it is an honor to fellowship. I like the word fellowship. Fellowship with you concerning the truth. I like the word truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for your life. Don't forget the important part. But most importantly, God loves you. God has a plan for your life. And every time you open up your heart to receive the seed of the Word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart. And this revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit will release God's divine plan that he has for your life in Jeremiah 29:11. And you too shall stand and proclamate the oracles of God to this lost and dying world. Amen, 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 amen. I'm super excited. One with Jesus, a truth that can't do anything but revolutionize your life. I mean, your spiritual life, your true identity. One with Jesus, a truth, a reality that would change you from the inside out, but not limited to that, but also from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, a reality that will change your environment. Amen. That will bring the presence of God greater into your household. It'll bring the presence of God, amen, greater into your marriages and into the relationship with your children, the relationship with your friends and your enemies. Amen. That every place that your feet step upon become holy because of the oneness that you have on the inside of you with Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, a great truth. And we are on series 4, and I don't know how long God is going to keep us here, because this here is it. This open up the door. This give you the foundation, amen, to go higher. I like higher, to go higher. But also, see, we are people of God that we just can't operate by the seen realm. We must operate in that, that's in the unseen realm. The Word of God tells us in 2 Corinthians 4:18, saying that we are not looking at the things that are seen. Amen. That's natural. That's five senses. That you use your five senses. But we are seeking after the things that are unseen. See, that's spiritual. That takes the Holy Ghost and the Word of God to do that. Amen. To seek after that. Amen. Not that's in this fallen humanity, but to seek after the truth of the Word of God that goes beyond that, that's in the natural. Amen. That natural realm ends and we begin to operate in the realm of the Spirit. See, the realm of the Spirit is not a natural realm. The realm of the Spirit is a supernatural realm, and it's unseen. And the Bible, scripture goes on to say, for that is seen is temporal. Whatever you see now, it ain't going to be there. And Jesus says in the gospel, this too shall pass. Amen. Whatever it is in the seen realm, it's going to pass. But then it goes on to say that in the unseen realm is eternal. Amen. Eternal. Eternal. See, eternal don't end. There's no end to eternal. It's forever and everlasting. Then they add that word in there, everlasting, the unseen realm, the spirit realm. Amen. And those are the blessings that we get when we position ourselves. Say position. Yes, when we position ourselves one with Jesus. And notice last week that we had to press into this oneness. Amen. Through the Word of God, we had to come out of, you know, I use the examples of twins. We had to come out of that. You know, I mean, identical twins. I grew up in high school with two identical twins. Now, when I first met them, I couldn't tell them apart. But once I got to know them, it was easy. I could tell them apart. from a distance afar. They say they was identical, but they was two separate individuals. And this oneness that God is talking about, there's no, you know, individuality in it. The two has become one. The two has become, it's greater than being identical twins. And when I was teaching school, there was two identical twins in one of my classrooms. And one was a boy, one was a girl. They was identical. And all reality and all honesty, I couldn't recognize them. I really didn't. I didn't know that they was identical. You know, further on during the class season, you know, their classmates began to tell me that they're identical twins, you know. I mean, what? You know, I couldn't recognize them. And I had to look hard. I still couldn't see that it was identical twin. One was a boy, one was a girl. And this is not what this scripture is talking about. So we have to leave that understanding of humanity and step into that. I got two friends now, identical twins. And I can spot them afar off. They are not. They're two different people. They don't talk the same. They don't think the same. They don't walk the same. They don't dress the same. They do not look the same. And we got to come out of that understanding. We're more than identical. We are one. And we're gonna go just a little bit further. I'm just releasing some of those truths we talked about, and then we're gonna step into what I want to step into by the power of the Spirit of God. This oneness, as we said last week, it's a singular one. The exclusion of another. Okay. So what happened is, when our spirit came alive, we received Holy Spirit. Now, yes, it's two. It's our spirit and Holy Spirit. Amen. But boom, there was a union. I mean, we came one. And the oneness brought us into a single one. We started at two, but once we tapped in to the spirit and the power of God, that two went to one, a single one, with the exclusion of the other. So in other words, that oneness is our spirit has been excluded. It has. It's so deep and together with the Holy Spirit that all we can see now is Holy Spirit. And that's what Paul was talking about when he said, no longer I, but it's Christ. He's together with Christ. But that togetherness has become a oneness that the dominant personality is Christ. And you say, what is the dominant personality? The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's the personality that we should possess now since we are one with Jesus Christ. Somebody say one. So we are being joined together, and it's not just one purpose. You know, you can meet somebody and y'all do a project together and you have the same mind and you're clicking and you're joining together with each other. But it's more than one purpose. Because in that scenario I just mentioned, it's two of you. Yes, it's two of you doing it. It's, well, you got one purpose, but two of you doing it. You bring in your ideas, they bring in their ideas. And this oneness we're talking about with Jesus, it's deeper than that. The two. This is a complete union with Christ. Complete, somebody say complete. Union, somebody say union. Now put them together, say complete union. Amen. And once you get in there, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I want you to be able to say, it's no longer I. It's Christ. Amen. And Minister Smith, she talked about this deal. Amen. Dying so we could live. Amen. It's no longer I. Great man of God named Watchman Nee come out of China. China. Glory to God. He's dead now, but his books are so powerful. They still speaking. And all of his books are based on that scripture. Crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. But he just broke it down to the revelation that God has given him. And the only thing he says, the foundation of all his teaching is, not I, but Christ. Not I, Christ. And in this oneness, doing this series. Not when this series is over, doing it. I want the Spirit of God to stand up in you, and I want the Spirit to speak and through you. And I want to hear you say, not I, but Christ. Not I, but Christ. And that's how deep I can go. Amen. And I have to back off to let the Spirit take you deeper. Amen. Glory to God. I just throw the seed of the word. You know, some water, some plant, but God get the increase. The seed of the word. And now I just position you that Holy Spirit can bring that truth deep. And you just find yourself saying, not I, but Christ. Now, before we press on and go in the direction that we're going to go through the rest of this series, there's some scripture, amen, and most of them are familiar. But the goal is, the purpose is, out of being theory, the scripture being theory, if it's theory, it's in the head, being a hypothesis. If it's a hypothesis, it's in the head, it's head knowledge. But we want it to literally become part of you in this oneness with Jesus Christ, literally. And that's why, you know, if it's familiar, that means you heard it before. Well, hear it again. Amen. I remember Kellogg Cornflakes came out with this advertisement for their cornflakes. And they said, when you eat them again for the first time. Amen. And that's the way we approach a familiar scripture. Read it again for the first time. And position your heart and mind to receive a greater revelation from the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And so let's hit these scriptures. And once we lay these scriptures down, the foundation of this scripture, it's going to solidify the oneness. And that's all I want to do is just solidify that oneness. And once that oneness is solidified, now we are we will position ourselves to receive the benefits. Amen. Because there are benefits for being one with Christ. But first of all, you got to know that you know that you know that you know. You got to know. You got to know that you 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 are one with Christ. You got to be like that terrible to you. You got to say, mine, 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 mine. It's mine. You got to bring it in. First scripture, the book of John, chapter 3, verse 6, one with Jesus.
John 3, verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Amen.
Amen. We have two different births. And I pray that all of us have received both of those births. And if we have, then we can, amen, separate them. That's what I like. I use the word separate. We can separate. And if you just receive one of them, just hold tight. You will get that opportunity because we are a salvation ministry, and that is our main purpose. Born of the flesh. Okay. That's your birthday, your natural birthday. Amen. Whether it was in the hospital. I'm from the country. I was born in my grandmama's house. I wasn't born in the hospital. Amen. I didn't have a doctor. We had those midwives. But that's when my flesh was born. Hallelujah. Amen. That gift from Adam, it was born. I was born of the flesh, and guess what? I was flesh. I was just waiting for the, you know, that opportune time to let my flesh just act up and go crazy. Amen. Amen. And then when I get to the point to realize there is nothing good in this old flesh. This old flesh can't do right, don't want to do right, and will never be able to do right. Something got to happen. Amen. And that's when I became born of the Spirit. So flesh is flesh, spirit is spirit. So now it's spirit. Amen. Glory to God. And flesh is operating from the outside in, but spirit is operating from the inside out. Amen. And that's where we are now. There's a benefit. Now we can live from the inside. Hallelujah. See, the world live from the outside in, but people of the living God that's been born again, it's a benefit. We can live from the inside out, meaning, you know, we said, not I, but Christ. We live from the life of Christ that we are one with on the inside. That's a benefit. Let's try it. Hebrews, and I won't tell my joke, but wives, make sure your husband brew the coffee today so we can be obedient with the scripture, because the Bible says, Hebrews. So we're in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. We know that's the faith chapter. And we're going to read from verse 1 through verse 6. Hebrews 11, 1 through 6.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Verse 4, by faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Benefit. We now enter into a faith walk. Our lives are no longer dictated by the winds, the circumstances, and the situation that this world offers us. But our lives are functioning and operating according to what God has already done for us. So whatever in our circumstances and situation that is not lined up according to the will of God, amen. By faith, we just stand on the word of God in the midst of that circumstance and situation. Do not bend, do not bow, do not give in. Do not doubt. Just stand on the word of God, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what it feels like, regardless of what the five senses are saying. And through that faith and that endurance, that is already ours in the spirit realm, our faith will pull it out the spirit realm and manifest it right there in the natural realm. So the naysayers, yeah, you got naysayers, I do too. Amen. And the doubters, amen. And some haters. We got haters. Christian has more haters now than we ever had since the creation of the world. And guess what? We love them all. We love every naysayer, we love every doubter, and we love every hater, amen, because it's the love of God that's going to soften their heart, and they too shall become in the family of God, amen. Okay, so faith. We're on a faith journey. It's not what we see, but it's what God said. I need for you to repeat that after me. Say, it's not what I see, but it's what God says according to his word. Amen. And let's just feel it. Let's just feel it. With the I believe God. I'm going to count to three, and we're all going to say it together. I believe God. One, two, three. I believe God. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel that. Let's go to John, Book of John. We are just feeling this oneness with Scripture. The Book of John, chapter 14, verse 12.
John 14:12. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, that's an excellent promise. And that's one we all need to open our hearts and receive. And we must say, mine. That we take it, each one of us just receive that truth in our hearts individually, and then we can come together collectively and we can turn this lost and dying world upside down with the same works that Jesus done. Each of us can do it too. That's a benefit for being one with Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And another one. Coming out of the book of Ephesians, we are just sealing this oneness with the truth of the word of God. Probably some scripture that you knew, by theory or by hypothesis, but through the Spirit of God, we just want you to know it's yours. And you can bring it on into your heart, and you can come one with it and begin to shout on the mountaintop, it's mine, I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. Book of Ephesians, chapter 1. Starting with verse 18, and we will read through verse 20.
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. Amen.
Amen. That's a benefit. We have the power. I sang my song. I sang that song last week. I got the power. We got the power. I don't know who wrote that song, and I thank God for them. Amen. Or wherever their heart was is where their heart was. But our heart is on the supernatural power of the living God, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is dwelling in us. And when I say dwelling in us, that gives us the right to say, I got the power, a benefit. Somebody say benefit. Amen. The next scripture we want to read is part of our lunch pass scripture, and I was so super excited. I saved our lunch pass scripture just for inside of the teaching, and that scripture we want to read will come out of the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 17.
1 John 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen.
Amen. And let's go ahead and read that other lunch prayer scripture out of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, please.
2 Corinthians or 1 Corinthians? 2 Corinthians 3, Brother Harold.
Excuse me, I think I misquoted that. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it reads this way. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Amen.
Amen. One. That's that oneness we're talking about. Amen. Now, once we receive it, we come out of theory, we come out of hypothesis, and literally know that this is true, then we can begin to operate and believe God for every benefit. And benefit is the promises, the blessings that he has for us from Genesis through Revelation. And the only way we can appropriate them is by believing. And the only way we can truly believe is that we know 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 that we are one with Jesus Christ, a singular one, with the exception, the exclusion of another. And we can believe and experience the truth. Oh, yes, we can. We can be transformed by the renewing of our mind to the point where we prove, manifest to our physical senses. That will prove me. Manifest, get our five senses to believe the truth of the word of God. Amen. That's what prove means. Because our five senses, you know how I do it, touch, feel, one, taste, hear, see, smell. They want to cling to this old natural world and believe what this world is feeding us every day. But it's our job to renew our mind and get those old natural senses to believe and agree with what God has already done in our spirit, starting out with the oneness in Christ. Embracing the truth, we will be able to see the perfection that is in our spirit. Our spirit is just like Jesus Christ, perfect. And we will see power flowing out through us. We will see that power. Amen. We would believe. He said, the works that I have done, you could do. And you know what? Some people say that, well, the greater works are, now we have TV and internet and we can just send the world all across the world, greater works. Okay, if that's the greater works, let's forget about the greater works. Okay, let's just don't even think of the greater work. Let's think about the works that he has done. Okay, the works that he has done. Okay, what are the works that he has done? I'm glad you asked. If we read through scripture, we see the blind eyes came open. We see the deaf ear was unstopped. We see the mute began to speak. We see the withered hand became made whole. We see the lame begin to walk. And we see the dead raised alive. Let's don't even talk about greater words. Let's just talk about the works that he have done. Scripture tells us that the works that he have done, we can do. We need to do the works that he has done before we even talk about going to some greater works. The scripture. We're standing on scripture and the love of God. That's what we focus on. Let's not go to the greater work. Let's look at the works. Why can't we see the works? Because many don't believe that they are one with him in their spirit, man. They believe they saved, but it's me and then it's Jesus. That's not one. That's not scripture. And I'm speaking scripture. Amen. This is Mission from the Heart Radio. We stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. And if we're not in the word, we won't tell you. But this is in the word. And once we get that revelation, oneness, then we'll do the works that he has done. You'll do the works that he has done. Somebody up north will be doing it, and somebody down south will be doing it, and somebody on the west coast, and somebody on the east coast, somebody in Mexico, somebody in Canada, somebody in China. So, and then with that, that's where we get the greater works. Yes. Because now Jesus was just one doing the works. But now once we all receive it individually, then collectively we are manifesting greater works in the earth realm. Yes. We got to start with the works that he has done before we go to the greater works. And religion is just trying to, they want to skip over the works that Jesus done, and they want to go to the greater works and call this greater work the internet and across the TV. No. Jesus started with the works that he has done. Yes, he did. And we look at the works that he has done, the miraculous works that he has done. First, we got to do that before we go to the greater works. I got to do it. You got to do it. Somebody in Florida got to do it. Somebody in New York has to do it. Somebody in Nevada has to do it. And once that seed starts popping all over the states and all over in the churches and all through the denomination, what do we get? Greater works than thee. Amen. Praise God. I'm just excited about my Jesus. Okay, I'll share them with you. I'm excited about our Jesus. Amen. There's a song out there now that says, let me tell you about my Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just feel like rejoicing. Amen. Spirit of the Lord is here. God's presence is here with us. Let us just yield our hearts and our minds, amen, amen, to the presence of God, hallelujah, amen. Let us yield our souls, amen, because our soul belongs to God. And if we don't yield to God, guess what? The devil will send thoughts in our soul and try to make us think we belong to him, and we ain't been delivered, we ain't been set free. Somebody say it with me. The devil is a liar. Come on, let's say it together. Let's count this to here. Say it together. One, two, three. The devil is a liar. Amen. And Jesus is the truth. Praise God. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Amen. Holy Spirit is drawing people near, people's hearts near unto the heart of God. Amen. Only Holy Spirit can do that. I can't do that. Amen. And once he comes and begin to draw, my job is to get out of the way. That's my job, to stop, to drop, and to pray. Amen. Because God has anointed our host with the anointing of God, with a great anointing of salvation, an anointing to take the hearts that Holy Spirit brings and take them to the cross and begin to minister to those hearts the truth of the word of God. Hallelujah. And that the person of Jesus, as he knock on the doors of those hearts, that those truths allow them to soften their heart and open up the door and allow Jesus to come in. It's that time. And I'm super excited. Minister Smith, take us to the cross.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Harold, for this opportunity that we use at Mission from the Heart to lead others to the Lord through salvational prayer, And this is what we want you to understand at Mission from the Heart, that we stop, drop, and pray. And what does that mean? It means just what it says. Stop in your tracks, drop to your knees, and pray out to God that I want
to be saved. And let him know that that's all this is an opportunity for us to walk with you, if you will, or pray alongside you as we cry out to God in a way that our hearts are humble, that our hearts are whole, not half-hearted. That's important, my brother, my sister, is that we come to the feet of Jesus with a whole heart, that we make our petition known. And that petition is, I want to be saved. Hallelujah. And that is a mindset, a heart set, a soul set, if you will, to want to be spiritually set. And Minister Copeland has shared with us in how we come to that oneness that he's been so beautifully teaching us through the scriptures, that oneness, no theory, no hypothesis, it's the truth, oneness with Christ, with Jesus himself. And so in order for us to have that oneness, it takes this moment of stopping, dropping, and praying to a holy God, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Godhead, the Trinity, that we cry out to him in prayer. And that's what this moment of Mission from the Heart is all about. It's a salvational ministry, and we teach the Word of God by exposing and expounding on it, but we also extend Jesus to you this way. So we want you to just prepare your heart, prepare your mind, and position your body, if you can, by dropping to your knees, or if you're able to lay prostrate, if you will, lay flat on your belly, or just bow your head. No special way, but we just want you to humble yourself at the feet of Jesus, that you would make your petition known to him, the petition of salvation. Hallelujah. So we know that the Word of God says that people have tried in many ways to bridge this gap between a sinful man and a holy God. We've tried works, we've tried religion, we've tried philosophies, we tried mortality, but the only way is the way of Jesus. He is our way, he is our truth, and he is our eternal life. The only way is through Christ Jesus. That is the gap that is filled by the bridge of Christ, that you, my brother or sister, can become one with him, capital H-I-M, one with him. He abides in you and you in him. Hallelujah. So let's pray and let's go to the feet of Jesus now. Now, my words, your heart. Never forget that. It's my words, but God sees your heart. So we can't fake and shake or fake it till we make it. We have to be real with Jesus Christ. When we are in his presence in reverential prayer with humbleness of heart, we cannot play theatrics, which is called hypocritical. We have to be one with him in position, on the inside as well as the outside, with a mindset that is focused on him, with a positional way of hands outstretched, if you can. Now, it's not a requirement, but it is reverential. in positioning ourselves with outstretched hands. So let's pray to the Lord God right now. So pray along with me. My brothers and sisters who are listening to the ministry, please partner with us as we pray with those who are accepting Christ today, this day, this wonderful day God has set aside for you to come to know him intimately, personally. So if you would touch and agree, hallelujah, and we will go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, let thy will be done on earth through me, with me, as it is in heaven. Lord, I come as a vessel empty, needing to be filled with your Holy Spirit. I've said and done and thought some terrible things, Lord, terrible things that I know are not right. Please forgive me, Lord, as I lay those thoughts of imaginations, as I lay that mouth that is nasty and bad at your feet, and my actions, my outward actions, Lord, I lay that at your feet. Lord, you know me better than I know myself, but what you have allowed me to know about me, Lord, I lay it at your feet. Lord, I come to you as humble as I know how, saying that I believe by faith that Jesus died on that cross for me. It was his blood, Lord God, that I believe that cleansed me from the inside. It was what he did for me, Lord God, that I believe he paid the penalty price that I could not ever pay. Lord, thank you. It is by faith that I know I am saved. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your grace and mercy on my life. Lord, here I am, trusting and believing in you with all of my heart, soul, strength, and mind. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray. Hallelujah, 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 and amen. Well now, as you rise up, raise your head up, this is a day of rejoicing. Giving God the highest praise, hallelujah, 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 is just a sweet smell to his nostrils. When we exalt him, when we praise him, when we give him the highest praise, and you, my brother, my sister, have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, that is a hallelujah dance of praise. That is a hand clap of praise. That is a leaping in your soul praise. That is the pitter-patter or the flutters of your heart praise. And it is a song of praise, my brother, my sister, that you should be doing right now. And for those of you who may not give an outward sign of praise, practice, practice, practice. Because we are called to praise him. We are called to give him praise in verbal words, in instruments, in dance. Praise is on the outside. It comes out of us. Hallelujah. It's an audible sound. So we do a hand clap of praise, if you will. Even if you have to pat your feet, just praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. So praise the Lord, this day has been made for you to have given your life to Christ, and now we encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church that you would be baptized by submersion of water. This is very important for a new believer to let the world know. It's a testament to the world that you are a Christ follower. When you go down in the water and come up singing and clapping and letting the world know, I love Jesus. I love Jesus, and he loves me. Hallelujah. And we want you to also seek out a small group within that Bible teaching church, a Sunday school class, maybe a small group discipleship class that you can continue to grow and go in grace. Keep that in mind. You have to grow and go. You do not want to stay stagnant. You don't want anything to stifle your growth. You want to continue to be fed and crave the Word of God the way a deer pants for water. This is important, my brother, my sister, that you continue to be hungry, come hungry for the Word of God, that we would stay healthy Christians, that we would stay a healthy family, a unified family in the Word of God. So continue to listen to Mission from the Heart Radio and continue to be a praying believer in Christ Jesus. Gather yourself around strong believers in Christ that they would undergird you and pray with you, pray for you, and shepherd you in the Word of God. That's why we encourage you on this ministry to seek out a Bible teaching church, because it's so important for us to be in the midst of others who can carry us along the way, in addition to Mission from the Heart being a resource for you to continue to grow and go. So we are so excited for what you have done today, and that is accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So I'm going to ask Minister Copeland to congratulate you as we continue in our lesson. Minister Copeland.
God is good. Amen. If it's good, it's God. Amen. If it's the devil, it's bad. Amen. See, God has nothing but good, because God got rid of his bad. I'm not saying God was ever bad, but before redemption, he had to judge sin. Amen. But after redemption, which he put all of that judgment upon Jesus Christ, amen, and when you believe the judgment that you deserve for your doing, it is appropriated to Jesus. It is put on his account. Amen. Now you have no more judgment against you for any sin, any failure, any mistakes. There is therefore not no condemnation, Romans 8:1. God is not condemning you. Anything that was in you that God could have condemned, or you think should have been condemned, or anybody who spoke to you, know that's wrong and you should be condemned. Now, right now, God has placed it. It has been appropriated. It has been put on Jesus' account. You have come under the umbrella of safety. That's a good place to be. Only place to be in this world. Amen. Because it's the only everlasting place. Every other place is going to fail and be destructed and come down. Amen. I don't care how strong it is. It's coming down. But that position under the umbrella of Jesus Christ is eternal and everlasting. And now you have stepped into that position. And I say congratulations. The greatest decision that any human being, any of mankind, woman, boy, or girl, can make. Now you have stepped into a faith walk. Amen. It's a faith journey now. Standing above that, that you can 5 cents. You know how I say it. Touch, feel, taste, hear, see, a smell. And we operate, see, the 5 senses are natural, so we operate beyond the natural realm. Amen. Into the 6th sense that we got. And we use our 6th sense. Now, we don't use our 5 sense anymore. We use our 6th sense, which is faith, which was readily by our host coming out of Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. Now, faith here. Faith is always in the now, even if you can't see it. It's not when it gets here. That's not faith. Amen. Faith is now, always. Even when you can't 5 cents, it is still now. It's a journey. And that's why, you know, Minister Smith said, find a Bible believing church. You must do it. And I'm just agreeing. We got to, because we have to stay in the study of the Word of God, a Bible believing church. Get into that small group she was speaking of. You must. Because we got to be accountable. Amen. When we mess up, we got to say, I'm struggling in this area. That's all right. See, as long as you're by yourself in that area where you're struggling with, the devil got you where you want to, because he can keep you in darkness. Yes, we're in darkness. And as long as the devil got us in darkness, we'll never get a victory over that. Amen. But once we go to one of our brothers and sisters and be accountable and say, I just need you to pray for me in this area because I'm struggling in this area. And you know, woman of God, man of God. And they begin to pray. Guess what? The light shines. Amen. And the devil who thought he had you alone and was getting ready to try to, you know, bring destruction, he kills, steal, and destroy. But the light of God shines in that path. And John tells us the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. Amen. The darkness never can overcome the light. Amen. So that's why that Bible-believing church and that small group, and thank you. Keep listening to Mission from the Heart. Amen. Because we are Bible-believing. Amen. And we are a small group. Minister Smith and I keep each other accountable. Amen. When I get weak, I can call her and say, I need some prayer, my dear sister. Amen. And she'll lovingly pray for me in my weakness. Hallelujah. And she'll remind me in my weakness. God said, when you're weak, he is strong. Amen. And she was talking about glorifying God and praising God. Well, so all of them pray. I like what she said. She said, practice it. Hallelujah. That's some good stuff. She said, practice it. That's right. Because the scripture tells us to make that noise. Some people say, I can't sing. God didn't say sing beautifully. He said, just make a noise. Let it come out of your heart. And he promised us, I will come into it. And that's why, you know, she said, practice it. I guarantee you, when you practice a praise, a sincere praise. Well, I told Minister Smith I couldn't do it, but she told me, just try, just to practice it. So just being obedient to what she said, I'm going to do it. And you begin to do it. Guess what? God's going to inhabit it. And you say, what that mean? You're going to begin to sense the presence of God. Oh, yes, you will. And once you sense that presence of God, you're going to say, wow. And you're going to try it again. And guess what? He's going to come right there in, and he's going to inhabit it one more time. And you're going to say, wow, this is true. Hey, what you going to say? This is mine. Yes, you are. And you're going to begin to appropriate it throughout the day. Why? Because you just know that, oh, this is how I walk with him. This is how I know he's walking with me. This is how I know he's faithful. Amen. Amen. See, God is faithful. I'm not. And when I'm not faithful, guess what? God waits for me to get faithful. Amen. And the way I get faithful is, oh, I'm tired. I ain't sensed God's presence in 2 days. What I do? Like Minister Smith said, I begin to practice a hallelujah. I begin to practice. I thank you, Jesus. I begin to raise my hand. See, I'm a musician. I begin to just say a note. Jesus. Amen. Amen. I begin to clap my hands. Amen. And God is faithful. Even though I ain't praised him in 2 days, guess what he do? He come and inhabit that praise that I release out of my heart. I'm super excited. We have established this oneness, and we are one with our Jesus. And now we're going to stay under the umbrella or one with Jesus, and we're going to just go into the blessings, blessings. Come on, say it with me. Blessings, 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 blessings. We are going to appropriate the blessings, not because we earned them or were deserving of them, was ever to be able to earn them. No, it's because of God's faithfulness and his promises. And when we position ourselves one with Jesus, and we receive it not by a theory or hypothesis, but literally receive it and believe it and come to that place where we say it's mine, we have positioned ourselves to receive the blessings. I love you. Super excited to see you next week. May the grace of God go before us on this day. May the peace of God rest and abide in our hearts and minds forever. And may the love of God overflow out of every one of us, that others may come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. God bless you. I love you. See you next week. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Always remember, my brothers and sisters, the grass wither and the flowers fadeth away, but the word of God will remain forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Flow with that and continue to say that and allow it to saturate your heart, that it might become a melody to your heart. We'll be together again, Lord willing, as we continue in this series, One with Jesus. Blessings to you, my brothers and my sisters.